Is it possible to feel all of the body for a while? And all of the body, not excluding the mind. So all of the body-mind, just for a little while. As if maybe that body-mind. So not so much into the thinking, but body including aspects of mind and subtle sensation. The inner atmosphere. Energy level, state of mind, the texture of the state of mind, your mood, how that feels in the body. Just to be open to feel all of that for a while. Maybe as if the body mind is a ripe fruit still on the tree. And feeling for some parts maybe feel too small or too big. Some parts feel, received so much sun. Some parts didn't. Some parts rub against the tree or whatever. So some parts that might feel contracted, some parts that might feel open. Good, not good. Up, down. And as if we're exploring with our eyes closed, really feeling body mind. What does all that feel like? And with the metaphor of body-mind as a fruit on a tree, if maybe the contact with ground is where our stem contacts the tree. So there's maybe a sense of receiving support and living juices or qualities there in contact with ground. Some part of us nursing life from the ground quietly as if in our sleep. And meanwhile, what's happening? What's going on? Some parts of it, all of it, whatever works for you. It might be that you easily get an overall sense fairly easily. Or it might be that detail by detail, you notice a little contraction, a little grumpiness feeling, a little lightness also. Maybe especially feeling just so simply in the body what wants to curl up, tight, small, what wants to stretch out, big, wide. How does that feel? And really, as much as we can, setting aside the judgmental attitude. Feeling that for what it is, how does that judgmental attitude feel? Hot, cold, more in the head, more in the sides, where heavy, light, pushing forward, pushing backward, pushing out, pushing in, down, up. But then setting it aside, it's just one aspect. It's not the driver or the conductor or the director. That judgmental part is just one other bird in the tree. It's just one small part of the whole fruit. And even if sometimes it feels like the judgmentalness is all through the fruit, the whole fruit is sour or bitter, that's still just one aspect. So it's sour or bitter taste. It's also crispy or soft, etc. So feeling apart from the judgmentalness, which is just one thing, one aspect. What else? What all is going on here today, just now? And how much do we think of what's going on as being just me, just all about me, my fault, or my story? And can we just also feel how that thought or that assumption feels in the body when I assume it's just me and my story, feeling tired or feeling happy today? Feeling embarrassed or proud or whatever. And then what happens if we remember everybody in the room has felt embarrassed or proud, tired or happy. Everybody in the village also. Probably the birds too. And how many creatures, people, animals, even just right now, are feeling that same thing with you. That crunch in your lower back. That lightness in the upper back or wherever. That feeling heavy or feeling light. How is it when we notice that the colors that are playing inside us are just those same colors that have always played inside everyone and outside everyone? Not my colors that is my fault or my creation. Just colors. Or just tastes. Just textures, just qualities, energies. not your fault, not your credit. The side of the apple or whatever that got more sun is more sweet, and the side that got less sun is more green. That's how it happens. They're sweet and they're sour. Full and empty. And so just briefly, maybe we could also get the feeling, the taste, the texture of what that me feeling is. The feeling that it's not just anger, but my anger. Not just tiredness, but my tiredness. Not just sound, but my sound. Not just mind, but my mind. Just feeling for how the my feeling feels. In the body, where, what happens with my, me. Not trying to kick it out or pretend it isn't there, but just feeling where it is and what it does, what it tastes like. And then just, okay. Body, ground, breath. And in all the body field, is there one small place that is uncomfortable? Not, preferably not like a big, huge pain, but something that feels a bit uncomfortable in your body. And just really briefly feeling that, receiving, what is that? How does that go? Is it hot, cold, sharp? Dull, tight, open, heavy, light, fast, slow. And what happens by feeling it, by bringing awareness to it? And if we soften our attention and still receive the same sensations, how is that? As much softening as you can go, the same place. So simply feeling that there is resistance to feeling. And how does the resistance also feel? There's the not wanting to feel, the pushing away, or whatever way it goes. And some attraction to it. Maybe. Our attention goes there. our attention doesn't want to go there. And then we bring softness of attention, receiving the feelings of the body, but not excluding mind. Not inviting thought, but including subtle sensation, atmosphere, chemistry. Thoughts happening, and also we feel the sensations, the atmosphere. There in that left side just below the knee, or the right side just under the shoulder blade, in the jaw, or whatever, a place. And then again, kind of erasing, letting go. As if we drew some picture in the sand with a stick, and now we wash that away with water, maybe with a breath, or shaking it off even a little bit physically. A breath or two or three, like the waves coming up and wiping away that design in the sand. Flushing away the chemistry of attention to discomfort, washing it away. Just now, here we are with the breath. And feeling in all the body now where there's something that feels pleasant or good or okay, something at least neutral, however small. And if somewhere there's something that feels pleasant, then going there. Going there and then relaxing and receiving just exactly that place. Or that quality. It may not be what we expect. So it's not always the sunny side of the fruit that feels good. Sometimes that feels too busy. And sometimes it's great to hang down in the shade underneath. So whatever, wherever it feels a bit good or neutral or very good. Heavy, light, grounded, embraced, fluid, breezy, up, down, forward, back, out, in, cool, warm, soft, sharp. As if with our eyes closed, feeling the texture of the good. Not letting go of that place, coming back to it, but when we get there, relaxing and receiving. Shifting the mode from getting somewhere to letting go and receiving. As it is. And even though the mind goes everywhere else, we come back again. And maybe it's gone by now. So again, feeling the whole body, where feels pretty good, good, neutral. Not rejecting it because it seems too small of a place or whatever, or too good. Too subtle. Let the mind be busy with whatever and also feeling this goodness as it is felt in the body, body, mind. Already felt before you get there. Getting there and dropping the effort and receiving. Sometimes it may be so subtle, it's so hard to stay with it. And so that's what is called practice. We're not already good at it. Or it's so good we can hardly bear it. Or we can't believe we're allowed to. But still, here it is. And it's called practice because it's not so easy yet. By staying with it or coming back to it again and again, just this little while, then again noticing how is the sort of chemistry of body, body, mind. Staying simple and noticing how is this staying with what feels good or neutral affecting the rest of the body, body, mind. Are there some movements somewhere? Some opening or dropping or spreading? Deflating? And maybe is there somewhere what could be the beginning of a smile somewhere way down in the core? Like underground water that might slowly find its way to the surface, to the face. If we would let it, and we could let it. If it is there, it's not that it should be there and you're wrong if it isn't, etc. just a little bit longer if you wish in staying with a place in the body that simply feels neutral or pleasant. As it is, not the words of it. And what is it again? Is there movement or is it more still? Is it fast or slow? Is it spreading out? Is it gone now? Does being with it bring sadness or panic or joy or a feeling of coming home to myself finally? Of, oh yeah, kindness, whoa. No right answer, no wrong answer. Just staying a little bit longer if you wish. And just from the contact with the body where it feels good or neutral, which again might be moving around all the time, might be so subtle it's nearly impossible to stay with. It might be just one fingernail. It might be invading. But just before we go into a more silent practice for the rest of the session, a question to yourself, if you wish, of what do you wish for this life that's called yours for today? Just a simple kind of almost animal wish, innocent wish. Not sophisticated, just And for that life of yours, for just right now, what's the real direct wish? Just right now. Doesn't mean it comes true, but what is the wish? With its smell and its texture and its taste. Even though you're a mess and it's loud and so on, there's a direct wish maybe that we could feel. And for this lifetime that's called yours, for the whole life, what do you wish? What does wished for? Not sophisticated, not fancy, not chic. Our eyes still close and really feeling. So not the literal eyes, the inner eyes closed. So we can feel. Is there a wish? For this lifetime. Just It's taking a moment for that attitude of getting a sense of your lifetime, as if looking down from the top of the space, way up there, at that body, that person, with good intentions and some receptivity, some skin, some bones, some experience, some inexperience. For that lifetime, just what, for that person, what do you wish? What would life wish? What would someone who sees, loves, respects, gets you, wish for you? And then if you like to, really bathe in the texture of that, really making it vivid, as if you did find a spring coming up from below into your lower belly, let's say. Like a spring that's in the lake or in the sea, doesn't come even into the air, it just comes into you. Ah, the sweetness or the strength, the standing up-ness or the coming home-ness, gentleness, fierceness, whatever it is. Or just really letting that all go and letting there be a time of transition, a couple of breaths of letting that all go. Coming back to the simple, maybe the back or the belly or the feet, maybe with the breath, maybe just the out-breath. Room for everything, including kind of getting inside the hammock of the breath. Wrapping it around you. So you sense that there's space around you and sounds and all that body and mind, and there's this breath wrapped around. You're wrapped inside it, or this back that you're wrapped inside. Just hanging there like the fruit. Would anyone like to ask or share anything? It can be cool sometimes to feel then from wherever it might be more or less the initiation, and it goes up, and what about the legs, like just feet, legs, is there any thing that takes part in the smile there? Could you hear what she said? Not so much. When I mentioned the possible smile that could start to happen and trickle up, for Francis, it was cool because after the singing last night, something like that happened, like a spring that then happened on her face and took her by surprise. So then to have me mention that in the instruction after it had happened was cool.